This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Fort Carson will be hosting a pumpkin spice fun run and walk this morning. It's at the Iron Horse Park from 9 a.m. to noon. The event consists of a 5K or a one-mile option that participants can either walk or run. There'll also be local vendors, entertainment, and food and drinks for purchase. Registration is free. It's open to the Fort Carson community. Non-pass holders to the base will have to pick up a visitor's pass online. The Fountain Creek Nature Center will be hosting a pumpkin carving party and jack-o'-lantern trail walk today. The pumpkin party will be held from 9 a.m. to noon, and pumpkins will be provided for just $5. If you return at night, you can see your pumpkin creation out on the trail walk. That'll be from 5:30 to 7:30. Guests can make crafts, hear spooky stories, and roast marshmallows. Costumes are encouraged. Just go to El Paso County Nature Centers and click Fountain Creek to register. Fountain Creek Nature Center is located on 320 Peppergrass Lane. The coffin races are back in Manitou Springs from 9 a.m. to noon. Manitou Avenue will be closed from Old Man's Trail to Ruxton Roundabout. The Hillside Community Center is hosting its Southeast Fall Festival today at Panorama Park. The event starts at noon and ends at 3 p.m. It'll be held at Panorama Park. That's 4540 Fenton Road, just off of Fountain and Powers. Eventgoers can expect food trucks, live entertainment, a pumpkin patch, a farmer's market, and trunk-or-treater stations. Be sure to bring your lawn chairs and blankets because it's going to be pretty chilly. KRDO 13 is helping to get you informed before you cast your ballot. We posted a comprehensive voter's guide at KRDO.com. It takes county by county through all of the races and questions you'll be deciding. It also contains key details about when and where to cast your ballot. Just click the voter guide button on your main page to get the latest information and make your vote count. Zubu is back at the Pueblo Zoo starting today from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Tickets are available at pueblozoo.org and at the gate. Starting this Monday, construction will begin to replace the bridge on Calhoun Highway south of U.S. Highway 24 between Funk and Paint Mines Road. Crews are expected to finish up in about 7 months. However, no closures are expected. Instead, there'll be a temporary outside detour road to the west bridge of the existing bridge. Officials are asking drivers, of course, to slow down in the work zone and to watch for workers, equipment signs, and barricades. If the cold is keeping you from the Halloween festivities, then you can spend time indoors at the Butterfly Pavilion's Bugaboo trick-or-treating event today and tomorrow. The event combines education and fun as guests learn about different critters and insects, all while celebrating Halloween. The event's from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. in Westminster, located at 6252 West 104th Avenue. Tickets are included with general admission. Just visit tickets.butterflies.org. The Fountain Creek Nature Center will be hosting a pumpkin carving party and jack-o'-lantern trail walk today from 9 a.m. to noon.
Storm Tracker 13's Julia Donovan giving you a quick check on your weather this Saturday morning. We start off in the teens and 20s and get into the 30s and 40s this afternoon, around 20 degrees below average. Snow developing in the afternoon hours and getting heavier overnight. Now, as we get into tomorrow, around 35 degrees below average. It'll be a chilly one out there across the board, and streets will be slick, so be careful out there. We'll have more details, of course, on KRDO.com. I'm Julia Donovan. That's weather on KRDO News Radio. Have a great Saturday.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.